Good morning, Mick Dalman. Fuck me. We had storms the other night. Had storms the other night, and 200k away, they were reporting hailstones 4 to 5 centimetres. It was a fucking monster storm. Was headed directly over the top of me, and it was sort of destined to come in at sort of 1 or 2 in the morning, and by the time I was sitting on about 200 k's away, by the time I got the report, it was like about 2 hours, 3 hours later. And by the time the storm got over the top, it was about 4 hours, 5 hours later. And the storm had lost so much mass by just dumping rain everywhere. A circle, when you shrink a circle, say that's a circle, you know what I mean? Eyes on the ridge, Shane. When you get a circle and you go to half the size, it's not half the area, it's 1/4 of the area. So this thing has shrunk down to, say, maybe a bit under a quarter of the size, I guess. And so it was like, what's the word? Probably an eighth of the size it was. And it passed about 15 k's, the centre of all the lightning and shit. It was about 15, 20 k's away. It was a bit sort of lopsided. But by the time it passed, it was really small, and about another 100, 120 k's, it was down to sort of, and it sort of fizzed out. The goose, and it was good. It was pretty intense though, it was fucking huge. And so I was letting loose this big sort of, there's two sorts of extremes of lightning strikes. One sort of lightning strike is very thin and wispy, you know what I mean? It's very high voltage, and it's not carrying a lot of power, you know? And then there are the really huge monster-type lightning strikes, and they're big, they're very high voltage, and they're carrying enormous amounts of power, you know, like fucking, you know, so this all sort of depends upon humidity and altitude and what part of the world you're in. Yeah, these were sort of reasonably fierce, but they weren't, you know, you wouldn't want to get hit by one, but they weren't like fucking one land, say, 100 or 200 metres away and nearly knocks the windows out of your fucking house. The whole fucking place just shakes. But, yeah. Oh, God. Getting a song playing in my head, and it's by ABBA called Tropical Loveland. And I thought, I need to redo that Terry Love Shane. No, Terry Love Shane video. You see, I thought that was incredibly funny because it's just, you know, because it's just silly, you know, just funny. But yeah. But I'll redo it because there's one zoom in that I didn't do. And I'll include the, there's a song called, the audio track was, I didn't intentionally pick it, it just sort of came up when I was searching around, you know, for, I think it was Love Island, you know, deplane, vast deplane, with that short fella. Ah, bus, deplane. And this fucking, I don't hate the fucking guy, you know. But when I think of him, he played Khan, K-H-A-N, in the Enterprise movie, you know, the Captain Kirk sort of Enterprise, The Wrath of Khan. That's the guy. And like, I don't hate the guy, but when you get into all these sort of therapeutic groups and community and shit, what you do is you don't get authentic people, you get people playing roles. You know what I mean? They're doing what they see other people do, which is kind of sort of how it works. But when you've got no sort of sense of self, you've got to sort of adopt a personality, you know, and the guy who played Khan in the TV series called Love Island or whatever, you know, he's a smooth talking, suave, has all the answers, micromanaging and all this sort of shit, and I just thought, I don't hate him. But he was an absolute cunt, you know. The fucking, when you meet people like that in real life, fuck, you know. And anyway, I'll edit in some video clips, right? Because one of the places I passed through, I happened to be there for a day or two, and one of the places has this fucking, there's a huge wave of fucking storms. Hundreds of them, big ones. You know, it's all one big sort of fucking massive storms in one huge giant cloud. You know, there's thousands of these fucking things. And, but as everything's sort of going past, there's this one fucking storm stuck right over the top where I was for like, I don't know, 8, 10 hours or something, and it hadn't fucking moved. Yet all the same clouds from the same storm, all the same storms in the same cloud, were just passing past, and this cunt was showing on the radar. And I thought I could make some I can't concoct some sort of bullshit stories about, you know, magical weather influences and ancient aliens and, you know, how special I am. But I get things like that happening from time to time, and they're fucking trippy, you know? And this is, I've actually got proof, you know. And there was this once on the weather radars in Australia, when you zoom right in, there's like a little pixel sort of thing, you know what I mean? And if there's basically virtually no rain at all, it's very faint grey, very light grey on a sort of satellite, not a satellite map with all the ground detail, but just a sort of generic basic sort of colours map, you know what I mean? And so I thought, yeah, it's going to be fairly dry. I'll just wear all my lightweight summer gear. I'll only be out for a couple of hours, you know. And there's this tiny little fucking spot on the weather radar, and I rode directly under it, and that turned out to be a, what's it called? You get like a cloud, and then you get a mass of air under that cloud that just drops, and an aircraft flies into that shit. These are very dark, I forget what they're called, but if an aircraft flies into that, especially when it's coming into land or taking off, that can just push the fucking plane into the ground if there's not enough altitude to get out of it, you know, or not enough altitude to get clear of it before you hit the fucking ground, and they'll just push aircraft straight into the fucking ground, you know. And I ran into one of these, and I was sitting on a motorbike, and I thought, oh fuck, I'm getting soaked through, I better get out of this as so quick as I can, because I'm going to freeze, you know? And so there I was, sitting on about 130k an hour, you know, and the wind around me, which had been going, shh, you know, like a fucking rocket ship, the wind was dead still, you know? I just motoring along trying to get out of this fucking thing, you know? And, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, just having an ugly thought. But anyway, the last three days we've just had these fucking monster storms. That's all that sort of, it usually happens, it's fairly sort of seasonal. And one of the routes I was taking, they showed on the weather radar or the downfall in the last 24 hours, it was like, it said it was going to be like around 25 millimetres of rain had fallen. And I thought, that's a bit, you know what I mean? And I don't think the ground is that dry. And I don't think the, it's what is called subsurface moisture. Is that the wetter the ground gets and the deeper the water goes, the slower it soaks in, and the more the rain that lands on the surface has a tendency to run off. And so I wonder if this road's going to be open today or whether it's going to be flooded. But the other thing, I was coming out shopping, and it's like this place was having all their fucking meat on special, you know? And it's not the greatest stuff you could get, you know? But it's food. And the average going price was about $10 a kilo, you know? So I thought, well, go and stock up on a month and a half's worth of meat, and look after yourself, you know? So, yeah. Strong winds. All right, got to concentrate, bye. Some shopping. Got some food. Haven't had any meat for about 2 weeks nearly. Yeah, bloody. It's been absolutely pissing down the last few days. Gale force winds coming across here, you know, the car's going, you know, side winds, and it all seems to have settled down a lot, mostly, and what came out of it was, the supermarket was having a special. There's Cabana and basic sort of steak and ham. And Cabana. And it was all going for like, sort of like an average price of about $10 to $11, you know. Oh, most things were like $9.99, and there was a one of them was like $12. So, and one of them was like about $8 or $9. So it all averages out about $10. So. When it's on special, pays to buy up big, toss all the excess in the chest freezer, and just get out a bit every day for the next day's fucking eating. You know, pop that in the fridge. And, really have to, because you're fucked enough, is like because if you're paying say like $10 a kilo versus say 18, I never buy steak that's expensive. But I think I've seen the really good Scotch fillet or something selling for like $45 a kilo. And a lot of steaks are selling for $28 to $35 a kilo. So the price adds up. So if I can buy, you know, 10 kilos of steak, or say 8 kilos of steak, 8 kilos of thickly sliced ham, you know, like that thick, and 6 or 8 kilos of cabana, 6 or 8 kilos, maybe 9, 10 kilos of fucking $10 a kilo roast, that was $12 I think. And the $10 a kilo of steak, that should last me about maybe 2 months, month and a half, versus buying up pricey sort of food. That's good, but I figured out because it's been howling wind and pissing down rain all day, instead of sort of launching out the door at 7 a.m. to get to the supermarket by the time it opens at 8 a.m. I'm sort of getting out the door at 4:30 and I figured that with the really shit weather, it's not shit, you know, but when it's pissing down rain and all that, people just don't go out shopping. And I figured because it's been blowing a fucking gale and pissing down rain, everything on special, all the stuff that's usually on special isn't going to get sold. And I was right. Because people, even in the really shit weather, like they got fucking cars, they walk, you know, out of their fucking building Oh, man. They walk out of the building to the car. Mostly the car's undercover. And there's been a few heavy showers, but most of the rain, most of the days, you know, if you stand out in it, for like, in just a t-shirt and you stand out in it, after half an hour you'd be sort of wet through, you know. And people with all the specials it's a bit too wet to go out today. I mean, you've got a fucking car, it's got a heater. Most people park in a carport, you know. Then they have to walk, you know. And they have to walk nearly 10 or 20 metres to the fucking, from the car in the almost vacant supermarket car park. To get to the supermarket. And then they go, it's too wet to go anywhere today. They come, you know, getting there at about 4:45. And they're still nearly fully stocked on the cheap beef, on the cheap roast, on the cheap fucking roast chicken, on the cheap ham and the cheap cabana. So I went and spent up and said, oh, that's fucking good. Because that sort of reminds me, in my sort of younger days, I almost died twice of hypothermia. That's like really cold and really wet, and riding a motorbike at sub-zero sort of temperatures, you know, for incredibly long distances. Once not in the proper gear and the other one was just soaked right through, and it was like, you know, 7 degrees above zero and I was soaked, you know, and I had like 200 Ks. You know, fucking soaked right through. Jesus, fuck, it was cold. And, and those fucking cunts, they got cars. And they go, oh, it's too cold, it's too wet. Oh, I can't go drive down the supermarket. You know, the cars are fucking encapsulated, you know what I mean? You're dry, it's got a heater, it's warm. And you walk from your fucking house to your carport and then drive however far to the fucking supermarket, and then you got to walk, you know, 10 or 20 metres, and I'm thinking, how can you useless cunts can complain about that? So, yeah, it's a sort of a rare thing, but I went and bought about 28 kilos of meat, something like that, So that should last a long time. I mean, I like meat, just not sort of in unlimited amounts of it, you know what I mean? A bit of meat and a bit of fresh vegetables, but I've been eating nothing but frozen beans and frozen broccoli and frozen Brussels sprouts for the last 2 weeks nearly, you know? So, you know, yeah, about, I think 11 days or something. So, yeah. And the cracks. A small quartz type stone with a pointy fucking end on it got lifted by a truck, and the small pointy fucking end went whack right into the edge of the windscreen, and now there's a crack. One crack, it's about that wide and it's about that high. It curves up into a big fucking thing. So I've got to pay for this to be replaced. Yeah. So that funny looking sign, that funny looking thing way off behind me, at first glance it looks like someone keeping me under surveillance, but it's really a street sign with the backside of it facing me. So, yeah. So, and on the way out, this is how dumb girls are, you know. As I was going through the checkout, I took a look, you know, she's a fucking nuff-nuff, and I was sort of kind of mentally calculating how much money I had and what I had to buy. So I said, I bought 2 bags of cat food, and I thought I might be pushing my luck with being able to pay for both of them. I'll just get one. So I just said, I'll just have that big green bag of fucking cat food. I'll just take that one. And she said, oh, so you just want this one, do you? And you don't want the purple one? Oh, you know. And I thought, just because you're a dumb cunt who doesn't pay attention, I won't focus on the one thing that's being said, you know, I want the bag of green cat food, not the purple one, just the green bag, you know, which is what, I just want the bag, the green bag of cat food, dry cat food. Obviously means I don't want the purple one, you know, so we don't need to question it and, you know, do this interrelated type fucking interactive sort of shit, you know, while she stands there with a thumb up her arse and the mind in neutral, you know? Quite like Ever So Wonderful Father. And, so I just saw how, you know, she's so used to being stupid and so used to everybody pandering to her and her shit, you know. Oh yes, princess, with your dollies and your peanut brain. Yes, when I say I only want the green bag of cat food, that means I only want the green bag of cat food. It also means I don't want the bag of purple cat food. So we can just leave that behind. Well, anyway, I was triggered. And, what that came down to was that, I said to her, I said something, somehow, she said, would you like a receipt for your purchases? I said, yes, because men, I said, you know, what you do is when you buy stuff, you buy bulk, when it's really cheap, and I said, it's sort of paying $18 a kilo. For the ham, you pay $10 a kilo when it's on special, you know? I said, you know, you buy it bulk when it's really cheap and then case for the next month or two until the next round of specials, you know? Because both of them were just going, oh, you're so gorgeous. You know, pea-brained females with a new guy to fuck, you know, bit of fresh blood, you know, he's so handsome, you know, and, I said, well, why were you two sort of staring at me? And they go, oh, we've never seen anybody so many ham steaks before, you know? And she, thought, no, you're not, you're just going, oh, my cunt's on fire, I need a fuck, it's a new man, I need a fuck, you know? And I said, yeah, the reason why you buy in bulk like that is, you know, it's because men are smarter than women. And she goes, you're very rude. I said, it's not a case of being rude, it's a case of being smart and thinking about things before you do them. It's a fact, you know. If I buy up in bulk, you know, when it's cheap, put a little bit aside in the freezer and put the rest in the chest freezer. Then, instead of paying, we'll level it all off at, say, $20 a kilo. Well, I'm paying $100 for what would normally go for, say, $200. I've just saved $100. Take out, you know, $5 to run the chest freezer, you know? And then she immediately goes, this fucking peanut, she's never, ever, ever had anybody challenge her or offer her a contrary opinion or anything less than the women are the best, you know? Just ask us. She's never had that, you know? It's a bit sunny, and it's a bit sunny, and so she'd never had any contrary opinions to her feminist indoctrination type bullshit. And I've given it a bit of thought since that time. So she's... when I was walking out, I said, do you want to have an argument over this, you know? You know, let's debate the issue. And she goes, oh, and, you know. But I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, she hasn't, you know, let's go through the supermarket and find everything that's been designed and created and grown and produced and shipped and sent here, and it's been built on, done on machinery and shit. It's all done by men. You know? That was one argument that I sort of came up with as I was leaving. I was just thinking it through. But what I also came up with was that men are smarter than women, because we are, but her response was so fucking defective. They go, oh, that's very rude. That shows me she's a fucking simpleton, you know? She's a nice looking bit of gash, and that's about all there is to it. She has no life experience, she has no contrary opinions, she doesn't look things up, she doesn't examine the facts, you know. And the first demonstration of her being a fucking numbskull was, she didn't say, okay, you're telling me that men overall are smarter than women. What are you basing this opinion on? You know? She doesn't examine the issues. She's incapable of thinking about them. She doesn't approach things analytically. You know? She just goes, oh, that's very rude. No, that's not thinking about things. That's no demonstrable sort of analytical sort of skills. That's just stupid shit that she learns off all the other fucking stupid women. And what she picks up at fucking school from the stupid teachers and all the other stupid fucking women teachers. You know, all this moronic feminist indoctrination. That's a big... I had a big shot of insulin before I left, and, you know, in the supermarket, I was walking around going, oh, feeling a bit woozy. A big shot of insulin on bloody... on lowish blood sugar levels. I didn't feel like I was about to collapse into a coma, but I thought, oh, I need to get something sweet into me. And that's the funny thing, since I've been eating all these vegetables and shit, yeah, the vegetables are good, and I'm really grateful. Absolutely. I'm really grateful. But I just get a pot, put an half full of water, bring it to the boil, toss my frozen veggies in, cook them for a couple of minutes, fast cook them, then serve them in the pot, eat them out of the pot. And what I found is that eating like that, my stomach has shrunk, you know, many years ago when I was pretty fucking fat, you know, big and fat. I used to be able to go into a pizza shop, Australian pizza shops there, large family size isn't, you know, big, huge, immensely obese American family size. It's just sort of, I guess, you know, it's probably about that big, I guess, you know. And yeah, I used to be able to eat one of those just by myself. Just go, fuck, well, it was my one meal a day and I was a long way from home, you know what I mean? So that was sort of serving as breakfast, lunch and dinner while I was away for out travelling for 15 fucking hours or something, you know? Oh, from 7 a.m. till like 10 o'clock at night, you know? And, these days, like a handful of fucking chips and a smallish hamburger with a lot, I'm struggling to get through the chips and half the hamburger. You know, I'm sort of sitting there going, oh, if I eat any more, I'm going to throw up, you know. My stomach's full. And that's because I eat the frozen veggies, I'll eat a quarter of them. You know, half an hour later, I'll eat another quarter. It's a small pot, 2 litres, you know. Kilogram of frozen beans, but I'll eat a quarter of the fucking frozen beans. Or the freshly boiled beans. And then, you know, an hour later, I'll eat another quarter of the pot. And, you know, 4 to 6 hours later, I'll eat another quarter of the pot and maybe have a little bit for breakfast or something, you know. Can't eat like I used to, you know. So, because I haven't had any roast chicken in a long time, probably 6 months or something, 8 months, and everything else was going cheap, and this was too, so I said, yeah. So I've eaten half a roast chicken and a pack of fucking spearmint lollies, half a pack. And that's full as. Oh, nice. I know how I can hook that in. So yeah, that's I just need a holder for my bloody phone on the stand, you know. Of course, the partly it's a sign that most lids of house slightly exposed through gaps in the bushes. And if you didn't know, the road sort of went straight instead of curving around to the right. That's in the mirror image. It's where that was a car pulled up on the side of the road. Probably about 300 metres away. Sort of hidden in the bushes. God, I feel full. So that girl's bit of bloody, she lacks the critical thinking skills because she's never had to do it. Everybody goes, oh, you're a girl, you're really stupid. I'll just pander to all your brainless shit, you know, instead of saying, fucking figure it out, you know. And that's why she went, oh, you're very rude. When I said, because men are smarter than women. That's her only fucking comeback, is just some low IQ fucking shit, you know, like that. Yeah, you're very rude. Saying men are smarter than women. She's never had to develop. Some people are just dense, you know. Like, Robert S. McNamara, who is Vice President to Lyndon Johnson, very clever man. Doesn't mean I trust him and doesn't mean he's honest, you know. It's just sometimes he was really honest and sometimes he wasn't. And he's as good as telling the truth as he is at fucking being deceitful, you know? But there was a thing in the because people go, what's his name? Hello. Duck. There's a guy, George Carlin, the comedian, where he talked about rephrasing things, you know, or using euphemisms. And every time they invent a new word to describe the mentally defective or the mentally sort of incapable or the mentally sort of limited, that's all sort of scientific. And then it sort of gets into common use and then it gets used as an insult or people are offended by it. So they have to invent a new word, you know. And in the 60s, I think it was in the late 60s and early 70s, the US Army couldn't get enough fucking bright people. So what they did is they started recruiting people who have an IQ. Oh yeah, Robert McNamara. What he did is for the bombings, to get the people he was working with. Now I like this guy. He was a pure cunt, you know. Well, if you got a military father and in-laws, and the military father was a pure cunt, you know, you can kind of understand that, you know, getting off on this guy's fucking style. It's sort of good, you know. And his name was General Curtis, I think. Curtis E. Lee. I haven't looked it up in a long time. and he was the guy who organised all the fire bombings of Tokyo and all this other sort of stuff, and you know, people were aghast at what was being done. And he said, well, look, you know, we either kill 10,000 soldiers and air crew and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? Or we just wipe the city out with, oh, he was talking to, yeah. He was talking to the air crews after a bombing mission. And the pilot of one plane, he said, look, I just lost my fucking wingman because of these low-level bombing raids, you know what I mean, over Tokyo. And McNamara said, you know, Curtis, I think his name was, he was also, he was monosyllabic, he'd go, yep, nah, yep, no, you know, and that's like his entire conversation was, yep, nah, don't like it, nah, yep, you know, that's how he was. And he said, that's the first time I've ever seen him speak up about this. And he said, look, you know, I understand the loss of your wingman and it hurts me just as much as it hurts you. But while we might lose 10 or 20 planes on a mission out of, you know, out of 100 planes or something like that, we're actually wiping out entire cities of industries so the Japanese can't make fucking more weapons and more guns and more bombs to kill even more fucking Americans. You know, so he said, look, I regret this, but war is ugly, you know, and this, in terms of losses, is an acceptable trade-off, you know. He said, I don't like it, but, you know, we can either lose 100 or 200 men versus 10,000 Japanese, or 10,000 or 50,000 American soldiers during the invasion of Japan and stuff, you know? And that's sort of, you can look it up. I think I've loaded that onto the MGTOW website. You know? And, what McNamara also did is he was dealing with IBM, I think, International Business Machines, and one of the things that came up was that they're having trouble recruiting. They said, we want all the fucking smart cunts flying the planes, you know, the pilots, the navigators, the bomber crew. All right, we want the best people we can find. So what they worked out with IBM was to make a punch card system, and people sit all these standardized IQ tests, and you know, by all means, cross-reference everything. I'm not here trying to be having an immaculate memory with absolute precision on every fucking detail. I'm just conveying the general thrust, you know. But McNamara introduced the idea of standardized intelligence tests. And, fuck, that's nice. And I'll try to remember why I got into this. But what that did is it was able to sieve through, using a computer to tabulate all the results, it was able to sieve through vast amounts of fucking people for military service. And it was deemed if they had an IQ below 80 that they were basically, yeah, this gets back into that women shit, you know what I mean? How a lot of women really are just fucking dense, you know? You know, like Princess Pimple. You know? How she lacked the reasoning skills, you know? And what it was determined is that they were able to go through enormous amounts of people very quickly and saying, we want you in the Air Force, we want you in the Navy, we want you in the Army, you know. And what they worked out was that, this gets back into the euphemisms by George Carlin, you know, once upon a time calling someone an idiot was a medical term and it was a respectable thing, you know, they're an idiot, they're not capable of functioning, you know. Then that was changed to moron, and then that was like changed to imbecile, you know. And it progressed through, you know, common usage, and it then being a term of derision, or being used as a term of derision. There's a whole heap of Americans that were recruited for the Vietnam War, whose IQs were registered at 80 or below, you know. Verify it, verify what McNamara said, you know. The Fog of War by Robert McNamara. And what happened was that these sort of poor dumb cunts were so sort of stupid that they'd hear bullets whistling past their head, but it wouldn't occur to them that they were being shot at and they had to duck, you know what I mean? It just didn't sort of register. And there was a whole heap of fucking fighting about this, that should I go up this road? Yeah. And probably not a good day because it's fenced off and it's been pissing rain, and that's over the last 5 days or something, on and off, heavy sort of frequent sort of showers. So all the ground's soft and soggy, and you'd have to be a fucking idiot to go on unsealed roads that don't have gravel and shit on them, you know, gravel and sand and stuff. Especially if it has thick grass and hasn't been driven on in a long time, because that dirt is going to be like Swiss cheese. It's just going to be full of holes from moles and crickets and fucking worms and all sorts of tunneling insects and creatures and stuff. Once the water just gets down into that, it just soaks up like a fucking sponge, soaks up like port wine into a sponge cake, you know? So this gets back into that thing, you know? So there's a whole heap of veterans, you know, were raising the issue of McNamara's morons. And, because these people, these guys, were just used as fucking, just to get the numbers up, so they can say, we got 10,000 troops we can send to Vietnam, when medically and mentally these people were not capable of doing service, because it's just stupid, it just doesn't fucking register. And so on the spectrum of humanity, there are enormous amounts of really capable people, you know. And these people shouldn't have been sent off to war to be used just for fucking target practice, you know? So anyway, that's what this girl was like. You know, that she couldn't process it, that a man had said to her, men are smarter than women. She couldn't deal with that. Her peanut fucking brain went, you know, smoke coming out the ears, you know. And she didn't come back. I mean, you know, it's the first time she's ever heard that in her entire life, you know. And when she didn't say that, she didn't say, so how do you come to this conclusion, Mr. Hansen, you know? You devilishly handsome butch man, you. So, you know, she couldn't deal with that. You know, saying, you know, if I say, if you drive a car off a very tall cliff, you know, when you hit the bottom, you hit the ground, like, you know, 10 stories down, you're going to die. Oh, that's very rude. No, it's a fact, you know. So she didn't challenge me by saying, what do you, upon what facts are you relying, Mr. Hansen? Would you care to educate me on the subject, you know? Saying, oh, you're very rude is a sign that she's just as dumb as fuck. She's got shit for brains. She never has to think about things. And the only thing she can rely upon is her cunt playing the victim and manipulation. So, you know, that's how it goes. So when I challenged her to a debate, saying, do you want to argue that, let's argue, let's have an argument about this, you know? Let's debate the issue. She couldn't process that either. You know? Sort of analysing how they think, how they respond, how they process information, how they deal with a situation. That's, you know. So, as, hello? There's a big goose on the grass. A goose and two ducks. So, yeah. So that's, you know, is she actually as dense as all fuck? Well, as she appears to be. Is she that stupid? You know, which means, you know, in a clinical sense, is she so completely incapable of processing anything other than to what she can stuff in a cunt, you know? You know, or manipulate into fucking going along with her bullshit, you know. But is she genuinely stupid, you know? You know, one of those people that you say, when the question is put to them, if I'm travelling at 60 miles an hour and I'm travelling to a place 60 miles away, how long will it take to get there? You know? 60 miles in 1 hour, 60 miles an hour to a place 60 miles away, it's going to take 1 hour. They can't figure that shit out. There are stupid people. It doesn't necessarily make them bad, because there are just shithead smart people as well as shithead stupid people. But here you go, man. But, you know, that she might be... She struck me generally overall just as stupid, dumb as fuck, you know, and disingenuous, you know. Oh, no, no, I didn't really mean that. Oh, no. The peanuts in small towns tend to talk. And they tend to gossip. So this idiot's been lapping up all the shit about, I got the feeling, I gotta watch out for this guy, or, you know. So I just had that gut vibe, you know, that feeling, just, yeah. And not just staring at me because of my good looks and because I'm a new fresh face to them. They're staring at me and doing some analysis. You know? The situation just had that feel about it. So, she may in fact be genuinely stupid, you know, like having an IQ that is actually quite low. You know, she may be incapable of processing a great deal of significant information. But maybe she was raised by stupid people and never had to think her way through things to get the results, you know. And yeah, it was a good meal, that. And so, you know, you know. That's how to approach this. These are all part and parcel of the of how to analyse people, you know. I shall refrain from repeating myself. But you know, stupid women make for stupid mothers who raise stupid children. She's small town. She's what, 17, 18? She lacks even the most basic fucking comprehension skills. And she's never been placed in a position where she has to consistently get results. It has to fucking work. You know? You know, it's like, on one hand, I wouldn't want to wish my parents upon anybody, you know. But it's because of them leaving me all to, you know, if you don't do something, you'll just die out here all by yourself. So figure out what to do, you know. Because you have to. Well, if I was this girl's father, I wouldn't. I think they're stupid because they're allowed to be stupid. And then there's people who are never forced to figure shit out, so they never have to use their brain, and they never have to gain the skills to think their way through things, you know. It's like people who have digital watches, and then they get an analog watch, you know, like hands on the face. And I can't remember quite clearly. Well, I think it was the late teens, and I had a digital watch. You know, cheap $10 one sort of thing, you know. And that was really good, it just told the time. And when I then got a hands-type watch, I had to pay attention to the actual face. I had to determine where the 12 was and all the positions of the hour hand in its position and the portion of the hour that the minute hand was in, you know, or the portion of the 60 minutes in a rotation that the minute hand was in. And so you've actually got to look at a clock, a hands-type clock, and analyze the thing by thinking it through. And when I first got a proper watch, I had to think about that, and I had to learn to interpret it by going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hour hand, and it's on 9, which is 3/4 of the way around, so 3/4 of 60 minutes is 45 minutes, there's 15 minutes to a quarter, so it is now 5:45, and because it's getting dark, it's now 5:45 p.m. you know, and you have to practice that stuff until it starts to sort of come naturally, you know, where you just sort of do it without thinking. So if you raise stupid parents, raise stupid children who never have to think about things, they never have to work it out, they never have to deal with the issues, you know. So I think that in part, because they never have to develop the neural pathways and they never have to get solutions that work, and if it doesn't work, they don't have to fucking, you know, they get halfway into it and go, oh, my brain hurts, it's all too much, you know. So they never develop mentally. But if I had a daughter like that, I'd expect to be able to come up to her and say, yeah, service the lawnmower for us, you know. I need it by the end of the, I need it running by the end of the week. And so, if the kid said, well, yeah, you got the workshop manual for it. You know, not the fucking bullshit owner's manual. Here's where you put the petrol in, you know. The workshop manual. And so, I go, yeah, it's in the library. So then that child would look at the lawnmower, go the model and the make and the year, and go into the library and go, oh, here's the fucking manual for this brand of lawnmower, and it covers these years and models. Then they'd start reading it, what to do when it needs servicing. And they'd write out all the points. And I check the blades are on tight, retorque the fucking bolts to, you know, 20 kilograms a metre or some shit, you know what I mean? They'd be doing, you know, and then they'd sort of, I wonder how much battery this has got. So, yeah. So that child would follow the book of directions. And sometimes these manuals aren't written that well. You know, you actually have to think and you have to try things out and you have to sort of go, oh, don't know about that. They sort of didn't work very clear on this bit, you know. So this is what would happen. The kid would have to sort that out, you know, within 3 or 4 days. Here's the motor mower. They'd service it. They'd do all the stuff to it. They'd test it, you know, new spark plug, ignition, fuel filter, air filter, all this sort of shit, you know. They'd wheel it out of the garage and go, here you go, Dad, it's all working now, you know. And the expectation is on them, and it has been placed upon them, that when they do it, it's going to work. It's going to come back fully functional and not a problem with that, with it, you know what I mean? and if there's any changes or modifications, you know, it would all be noted on auxiliary pages in the front of the manual, you know. But this girl goes, oh, I don't know too how. Oh, I can't do that. It's too hard. Oh, my brain hurts. So they grow up stupid and they never have to think things through, so they're stupid, and they never have to make themselves succeed at something, so they're stupid. They've just got fucking back doors handed to them every step of the way, all the way through. So then they end up at 17 or 18 years old going, you know, the reason why men are shopping, why I'm shopping in bulk, is because when the stuff's really cheap, is because it saves me a lot of fucking money in the long run, you know? And that's why men are smarter than women. Oh, you can't, oh, that's very rude, you can't say that, you know? And the dig was meant to be a playful fucking poke, you know? So she gets all offended. Oh, I'm a girl, you've offended me. Oh, my feelings, oh, that's rude, you know? Rather than saying, well, let's see, this is the usual going price for the ham, this is the usual price for the cabana, this is the usual price for the beef. You know, you're right, you bought, you know, 28 kilos of it. Normally this would be costing you about $400 and you've got the whole lot for, you know, $280 or something, you know. So you have indeed saved yourself, $140 or something, you know, $160, whatever, you know. You're a clever man, thank you for teaching me that. She didn't say that, she just said, oh, that's very rude, you can't say that. What's that song by Cold Cuts? Nag, 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 nag. Nag, 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 nag. A cold cuts. So she's a dumb cunt. That's how you end up with dumb cunts, and that's how you don't, you know, you don't allow them to be fucking retarded and to get away with just being fucking stupid their entire fucking lives. That's the sort of jump from reading, looking at a digital watch, to looking at a watch with hands and being able to calculate what the position of the hands on the clock face are relative to what time it is, you know? So, alrighty, gentlemen. Time for the turn off. Biological hazard. Prohibited area. Alright, see you guys.